going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Orioles on May 16th sit with a 15-27 record. They are, and I don't even like looking at standings before Memorial Day, but 9.5 games back, and we're not even at Memorial Day, Jason. What the heck is going on? 410-583-1057. People were really upset when we took calls yesterday at Prince George's Stadium. Thanks to the Chesapeake Bay Sox for having us.
We did not. Always. We did not provide a bump to the Bay Sox. Did,
well, but they're still this weekend.
Yes, there
they're
is.
Still this weekend.
And Braxton Bragg pitching Sunday as we bring your doggy.
Bark in the park. BaySox.com. 410-583-1057. Mason is in Baltimore. Mason, you're on the fan.
Good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're Good. Hanging in there, brother. How about you?
Hey, man, same. I watch the games just like y'all. Oh, man, I'm saying it's May 16th, 2025. You go back a year, none of these guys look remotely the same. You know, Brandon Hines' hair got a little bit whiter. Same thing with Elias. The thing that bugs me the most is that Brandon Hyde is given a platter to serve to these people, right? Yeah, you can change the lineups, do whatever. But if crap is on that platter,
yes, sir.
It does not matter how you form it. It don't matter if it's charcuterie,
yes.
If it's in a wing tray. The thing about this is Hyde is going to take the fall for all of Elias's mistakes. He had multiple opportunities, one to re-sign Santander. Not saying he's doing great right now, but he's
but can I say something about that? He's not doing
call,
great.
Mason.
He's in a different country. He's playing outside. He was barely in Cleveland's organization. He was in high A when these guys claimed him. The only organization he's ever really known, the organization that he learned to speak English in, the only organization that he became confident in himself as a major leaguer in, an organization that welcomed not just him but his parents into the fold, an organization where he was a bilingual clubhouse leader, and an organization where he just set a record for switch hitting home runs. Like, he would not be struggling like that here. I'm sorry. People who are using that to justify paying O'Neill more money than Santander are selling you a false equivalent.
I'll say this again, though. Look at his season last year and look at his April. His April was really, really rough, and he still put on that season with all those home runs. 410-583-1057. Chris is in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the fan.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, we're the last team in the AL East. I think the Rockies are just the worst team in baseball,
they are,
right?
Yes. Something like they're going to be the worst team in baseball history. They're going to be worse than last year's White Sox.
That being said, I know if there were 36 losses here in Baltimore, there'd be riots in the streets. So the fact that we have 27 losses and we're already talking about firing people is encouraging. But I will say that, you know, we're 5 wins behind Tampa. We're only one more win, you know, 6 behind Toronto. And, you know, well, one more, 22 at Boston. So all of those teams are below 500. So if we just had a couple more wins, we'd be right in the mix in the AL East, but still below 500. Orioles would still be a losing team.
And Chris, thanks for that's part of the reason where Yeah, this is why you really should have went for it and had the type of offseason. And you said this in real time in 2023, Jason, where I believe it's the first and only time the Yankees and the Red Sox were 4-5 in the AL East standings.
Yes.
That's the year to go for it because they're not always going to be down.
We got
like
Fuji
this.
In the general.
And this division right now, when it's routinely one of, if not the best in all of baseball, that's not going to be the case.
Well, and
this
here's
year.
The other problem. The AL Central is good. I told you guys before the year, the Tigers, markedly better team than the Orioles. Tigers are going to win that division. If Minnesota ever stays healthy, they're going to be okay. And Cleveland's not lost the hitting that they had last year. But Cleveland always finds a way to win 85, 86 games. How have the Orioles looked against the Guardians? Not good. How they looked against the Tigers and the Twins. Completely inept. Those are probably playoff teams.
410-583-1057.
Oh, and the Royals. They've looked inept against the Royals.
Jimmy is in Silver Spring. Jimmy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're hanging, bro.
Jason, I'm going to give you credit, man. You jumped off the Elias train before everybody else in Baltimore. I'm going to give you credit for that. The guy is good at... I thought he was good at draft talent, development talent, but that's not even good. I'm going to piggyback on what your last caller said. This is not Brandon Hyde's fault.
No.
He's the manager of the year the last 2 years. If they're working on things and he sends you up there and a guy can't, and nobody, like we have first and second, nobody out, and the three guys he sends up there can't hit, that's not Brandon Hyde's fault. These guys are not as good as we thought they were.
Correct.
And I'm getting so tired of hearing people talk about Colton Cowser like he'd be the guy that's going to change this thing around.
Please.
You know, I mean, come on. Now the thing about firing Elias, you fire him, Hyde's going to go too.
Yeah.
Yes. That's just the way it works. Elias may stick around another year or two, but I'm telling you, I'm going to switch bases right now. This is a down year for those. Okay. I'm about letting them all come back, maybe get somebody else to do the free agencies and the trades. But if this continues on, I think Brandon Hyde's going to take the fall, and I don't think he should.
No, I appreciate
it. He's going to wear it first. Now, does the hitting coach and Elias wear it with him? I don't know, but he's going to wear it.
Larry, Rick, Tom, I see you guys on hold. We're going to continue to take calls at 315, 410-583-1057. If you want to weigh in, state of the Orioles, promise you we'll take more calls at 315. But we have Ariel Epstein joining us next, and we also have Ben Hall giving his best bets on the Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.